Hello, and welcome to the College of Charleston's Marlene and Nathan Addlestone Library. My name is Elena, and I'll be your librarian host for this audio tour. This is a multi-stop tour with pauses between each stop. The stop number will be announced before each segment begins, and you can visit stops in any order by skipping to the timestamp provided. Use the maps on the panel card or on our website to navigate to each stop. Stop 1. The first floor and security. The Addlestone Library is the main library for the College of Charleston, and the first floor of the library has many great areas to explore. Cell phone, chatter, and group work friendly, you can often hear a hum of activity. CFC is definitely an urban campus, and a public safety officer helps monitor the library. Please do not leave your items unattended in the library. If you do so, public safety will take these items and leave a note instructing you to retrieve them from the circulation desk. Students must bring their Cougar card to the library to check out books, make copies, and print. In addition, we also require students to have their Cougar card if they wish to come to the library after midnight. Stop 2. The information desk. The information desk is the place to turn to if you have any library or tech-related questions. The desk is staffed by research librarians, IT professionals, and student employees. Students can come here to get quick help with a computer problem, find source for a paper, or just to let us know if a printer is acting up. But patrons don't have to physically come to the desk if they are off campus or tucked away in a corner on the third floor. We also answer chat, text, and emailed questions. Head to the Ask Us tab on the library website to find out how to connect with us. Stop 3, Room 101. If there is a research or technology question that can't be answered quickly at the desk, students are referred to Room 101, which is to the left of the information desk with the many windows. This is where the research librarians and student computing support services live. We are always happy to try and help you with any detailed inquiry you may have. You can schedule an appointment with us as well by using the Meet With Us button on the Ask Us tab on the library website. An insider's tip for students, sign up for the Library 105 class offered each semester. It's one credit hour, offered in person and online, and is taught by a librarian. The course is a great introduction to mastering the research process. Stop 4. Interlibrary Loan Office. Despite our extensive physical and digital collections, the library can't possibly have immediate access to every book or journal article that is available. However, by using Pascal or Interlibrary Loan Services, our collection grows considerably. You can request books and journals from other colleges and universities with these services online. You can learn more by visiting the Services tab on our library website. Stop 5. Computer Lab. Let's take a minute to explore the computer area. There are over 250 PCs and 23 Macs on the first floor, starting behind the information desk. Students can log into these computers with their CFC credentials. We also have printers throughout this space that are labeled as planets, and 300 free pages of printing are provided each semester to every student. There are also scanners and copy machines and a color printer available in this section of the library. Stop 6, vending. A small stop that can be easily missed, our vending area is rather interesting. While we do have the traditional drink machine, the CFC bookstore also provides a supplies vending machine for those emergency highlighter, pencil, blue book, or headphone needs. Stop 7, Center for Student Learning. The Center for Student Learning is essentially on-campus tutoring with qualified individuals to help students stay on track with their courses. The CSL offers 5 walk-in tutoring labs where no appointments are needed, with their most popular labs being the ones for math and science. The CSL is a very busy place, with approximately 5,000 students using the center each year, and CFC students are very much encouraged to visit them early to see what resources are available. Stop 8, Starbucks. This Starbucks is a very popular spot in the library. Students can use their dining dollars to make purchases, and you can bring your food and covered drinks into the public areas of the library. A cool tip, if you bring your own covered mug, you can actually get a discounted cup of regular coffee. Stop 9. Circulation Desk. The circulation desk is open until midnight through the fall and spring semesters, and it's necessary to have your Cougar card to check out anything from the library. While books can be checked out for 4 weeks, there are many other items available, such as different types of technology. We offer MacBook and iPad Airs, digital cameras, projectors, calculators, cell phone and laptop chargers, iPod Touches, and Kindles. The circulation desk can also check out supplies like dry erase markers and erasers for the whiteboards available throughout the building. In addition, many professors like to place items on reserve for the students to use in the library, and you would come to the circulation desk to borrow those items. Step 10. Room 136, the One Button Studio. Our One Button Studio is our newest addition to the library and is a video creating room. Students can request to use the room to record presentations with literally the touch of one button. Inserting a properly formatted flash drive allows recordings to be easily saved. With the press of a button, cameras, lights, and microphones turn on, and the presenter can create videos incredibly easily. With the press of the same button, all of the devices turn off, and the recording is saved to your flash drive. Step 11. The silent second floor and study rooms. While the first floor was chatter-friendly, the second floor is the silent one. This means that public conversations are not permitted on this floor, whether in person or on a cell phone. To help students still have a space to work in groups on this floor, however, the library provides study rooms. These study rooms can be easily reserved online by CFC students and are available for up to 2 hours. Step 12. The book stacks and the open public access catalog. The second floor is home to our entire circulating collection. Located on either side of the rotunda, the compact shelves allow us to keep our collection all on this one floor. Our collection can be searched using the open public access catalog computer by the stacks. Using the Library of Congress classification system, our books are very well organized. Feel free to press the green move button to see how the shelves work. Stop 13, room 227. Tucked in a corner on the second floor of the library is room 227. This serves as primarily a meeting room, but the library will also host guest lectures, panels, and workshops in this space that may be of interest to students. Stop 14, technical services and library administration. Materials for the library are purchased and processed by the individuals in the Technical Services Office, and the Library Administration Office is home to our Dean, Associate Dean, Director of Administrative Services, and Office Manager. While CFC students may not recognize these individuals as they walk around the library, they all play a very important role in the library's success and development. Stop 15, the silent third floor and study rooms. Another designated silent floor, the third floor functions much like the second. Cell phone use and talking is not allowed on this floor, and students must check out a study room to work and talk with their classmates and peers privately without distracting the students that are using the open spaces. Step 16, Special Collections. The College of Charleston Special Collections and South Carolina Historical Society Archives is a wonderful addition to our library. Take a second to look at their beautiful displays. These are just a small portion of the great materials and gems within the archives themselves. Rich in CFC and South Carolina history, the individuals within this space can help with genealogy, history of properties, research, and much more. In addition, you can also visit the Lowcountry Digital Library website, which produces digital collections and projects that support research about the Lowcountry region of South Carolina. Public patrons are welcome to come visit Special Collections on their own for research, and you are also welcome to visit them now should you have any questions. Stop 17, Room 360. The glass room in the middle of the third floor is Room 360. This is an adaptable space for students to use. Laptops can be plugged in or connected via the Wi-Fi to project onto the TV screens. CFC students are very welcome to work in this space without a reservation. Stop 18, periodicals. The print periodical collection is stored on compact shelving. While the majority of our journals and newspapers can be accessed electronically via our databases, there are some only available in print. If you have questions on whether a journal is available online or only in print, you can reach out to the information desk for clarification. Step 19, the reading room. A nice, open, secluded spot on the third floor, the reading room is a great space for students to work. It is frequently used by those needing peace, quiet, and scholarly inspiration. Even though it is a bit removed from the rest of the floor, this is still a silent area. Remember to reserve a study room if you have to chat with your classmates and to take those important cell phone calls outside. Stop 20, juvenile curriculum and microfilm collections. Behind room 360 are more compact shelves that are home to our juvenile and curriculum collections. Walking past these shelves, we also have our microfilm storage in the filing cabinets. There are microfilm readers on the first floor in the computer commons area, and there is also one in special collections. I hope you've enjoyed this audio tour of Addlestone Library. Please don't hesitate to ask us a question or two at the information desk, and I hope you have a wonderful time exploring the rest of the College of Charleston campus.